is our returning champion, Paul Ehrman from Boulder, Colorado. Stand by to see Paul play for a dune buggy valued at $6,100. Tonight, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Cadillac Eldorado valued at $35,679 for $610. All the prizes and a cash jackpot of $52,000 for $830. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening. Welcome to Sale of the Century. You hear that cash jackpot there? We start at $50,000. We add $1,000 every day until it's won. So that thing can get way up there. I know in the daytime we've gotten it up over to $80,000. So who knows how high it'll go. I know one gentleman's going to try to stop it fairly soon. That's our returning champion, Paul Ehrman. Hello, Paul.
Hi. How are you?
You got off and running nicely. $98 you won with on our last show. You decided not to buy a nice prize, put the money in the bank. So win today with $97 more. You could have a dune buggy, talking about means of transportation, worth over $6,000. And, of course, many wonderful things up the line, including that cash jackpot. Ready to go?
Absolutely.
All right. He sounds like he's ready. I'm sure there are a couple of other nice people back there already. And Summer Bartholomew is going to introduce them. Hello, Summer.
Hello, Jim.
Good lady in red.
Yes.
I like that.
Thank you.
Do you have for us?
Our first contestant is a connoisseur of her own cooking from North Hollywood, California. Let's welcome Audrey LaPerato.
Hello, Audrey.
Our second contestant is a musician from Los Angeles, California. Here's Glenn Mitchell.
Hi, Glenn. And we'll see you later with some instant bargains for these nice people. Thank you, Summer. Glenn, the musician, what kind of music?
All types of music. I play drums. I enjoy jazz, rock, funk, all types.
Good.
Classical, too.
Well, no, with classical drums as well, huh? Nice to have you here. You keep in tune when you're doing classical drums. Good to have you here, Glenn. Audrey, did we get your last name pronounced right? Or
almost. LaPerato.
LaPerato. Mm-hmm. I would have recognized you anyplace.
I knew that. What
does it mean, a connoisseur of your own cooking?
Well, I love to cook when I have the time, and I cook well, and I eat well.
Oh, yes. It sounds like you do. Good to have you here, Audrey. $20 starts all three players off, and I do hope at home that you will play along with us and see how you do against these good people, all right? We have questions worth $5 as we get started. What terrorized the town in the film Jaws? Glenn?
A great white shark.
That's what it was. Oh, even specifically, I would have accepted sharks. You got it for $5. You are correct. $5 added to your score for the correct answer. This U.S. lake is the largest body of fresh water in the world. Paul.
Lake Superior.
Yes, it is. It's the largest in the world. Paul is right, beating Audrey to the buzzer, and he goes to 25. Name the military genius whose final defeat came at the Battle of Waterloo. Glenn. It's an obscure fellow.
Yeah.
Napoleon. Napoleon was defeated at the Battle of Waterloo.
Right.
A little blank there for a moment. You lose $5 for the incorrect answers. How about that, Glenn? Finish the famous quote that begins, "That's one small step for man." Paul?
And one giant step for mankind.
It's a quote, and our judge had to rule against you. It is one giant leap for mankind. One small step, but one giant leap. And with a quote, you had to have it right. Sorry about that, Paul.
Okay.
You lose $5. In English, what does a French waiter mean when he says fromage? Glenn? That's probably what he means.
What he meant.
No, he's bringing you the cheese. Is what fromage is, cheese. That, Glenn, relax there. Now, you're among friends. Don't get nervous. I think that's what costs you right now. You're a little nervous. It is time now for an instant bargain. The player in the lead, when an instant bargain comes up, can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus, remember, could come up. Audrey and Paul, you're in a tie. Now, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer for one of you. This is yours.
Channel your entertainment time into this 19-inch color set with one-button picture balance control and illuminated channel indicators, furnished by Sharp. This fantastic color TV is normally priced at $439. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Hey, Audrey and Paul, $5 for a color television set. For $5, one of you should... $4.
Up.
I'm feeling generous. I'm feeling $1. Going once, Audrey will buy for a buck. That's all it costs you, $439 color TV for one slender dollar. Of course, we knocked that dollar off your score. You're down to 19. Paul, you're in the lead now by a dollar. Back with us for all three players. In the hit movie of 1982, who kept saying he wanted to phone home? Glenn?
E.T.
There you go. The extraterrestrial and Glenn's back to 20. Tying Paul. $1 separates all three players. Go back to 1912. It's 882 and a half feet long and 1,600 miles northeast of New York City. Audrey?
Oh, it's Canada.
Canada. Boy, yes. The unsinkable Canada sunk in 1912. No, the Titanic. The Titanic.
Oh, I knew that.
Oh, did you? Why didn't you tell me? Little quick buzzer cost you five, Audrey. Sorry about that. Name the Tennessee Williams drama in which Stanley Kowalski screamed Paul.
Streetcar Named Desire.
Stella. You're right. Streetcar Named Desire it is. $5 for the correct answer. Paul back in the lead. Time now for the Fame Game as we play for a pick of that Fame Game board. A lot of wonderful things up there on the board. Buzz in when you know a famous character. I am a fictional character who was born 54 years ago in the mind of a man. At first, I wore red velvet pants and my name was Mortimer. Glenn?
Oh, mistake.
Don't say anything now. Out of the rest of the question, we're not playing for dollars, so you stay at 20. I'll continue for Audrey and Paul. But my creator's wife thought that Mortimer was too pompous, so they changed it. It wasn't until I starred in a sound cartoon called Steamboat Willie, Audrey.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse, that my future was assured. Yes, indeed. Audrey's got a pick of the board up there. You'll get what's behind the number you pick. What number looks good to you?
Three.
And behind number three, we have
$500 in cash. You will take it. That's yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. Wasn't that nice of Audrey to take that money? We'll be right back. Enjoy it, Audrey. Our champion, Paul Ehrman, in the lead. Paul's at $25. Glenn's at $20. Audrey's done some buying. She's at $14. Let's get back to a good game. The name of this popular food comes from the Italian, meaning little strings. Audrey.
Pasta. Or spaghetti.
Yes. No, she said pasta first and then spaghetti.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Our judge ruled against you. Because specifically, we have to take your first answer.
Yeah.
Little strings means only spaghetti. There are other types of pastas, and that's why you lose five on that. And unfortunately, Audrey, our judge ruled correctly that we must take your first answer. Who wrote the lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner? Glenn?
Francis Scott Key.
You got it for another five, and Glenn goes in with time to Paul at 25. Rare, medium, or well done? Which is a person who communicates with the spirits of the dead? Audrey.
Medium.
Yes, that's right. I love that. Did you hear about the little fortune teller who escaped from prison? He was a small medium at large. Never mind.
Ooh.
You had another five. You breathe in O, which is oxygen. You breathe out CO2. Paul.
Carbon monoxide.
No. Carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide.
You're right.
Thank you. I'm glad he gave you credit. You lose five on that, Paul. Time for an instant bargain. Glenn, you are in the lead. You've got a $5 lead. You can buy this.
Glenn, you'll look your best with this exhilarating exercise machine. It's designed to tighten your midsection. It has 9 tension settings that allow you to increase your workout effectively, plus an attractive assortment of workout wear. It's normally priced at $785. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $10.
That's very nice. I think Jay Stewart is a lost cause with that, Glenn, but you're not. You're in good shape. That would help you stay in good shape. $785 worth of equipment for $10. Anybody who knows me knows that I like ties. I'm not going to sell it for you for $10. I know you were going to hit your buzzer for $10.
You knew it.
I knew you were going to, Glenn. But did you know that I was going to cut the price in half and you'd be in a tie with Paul if I sold it to you for $5? Going once, going twice, he will buy for $5. Enjoy that equipment. Sales surprise goes with it. Where is it? For $5, you also get a sales surprise, and it includes 700 in cash. And one of that's a Glenn. $1,485 bargain for $5. Well done, Glenn. Knock the $5 off your score, and then, as promised, you're in a tie with Paul at 20. Audrey, you're just trailing by 6 now. Love. Here we go. Liberty Enlightening the World is this landmark's real title. What's its better known name, Audrey?
Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty is right, and Audrey pulls it within $1 of the gentleman. $1 separate all three players. Good game. Past and present. This is the largest animal that ever lived. Glenn?
Elephant.
No. No. The blue whale. We would have accepted whale, but the blue whale is, as a matter of fact, even larger than any dinosaur that ever lived. Glenn loses five on that. What do we call that spot on the Earth which lies at 90 degrees north latitude? Paul.
Equator.
No, a little colder than that. The North Pole. Yes, it was either the equator or the North Pole. Paul loses $5. Audrey, you're in the lead. This character in the Arabian Nights garnered a king's ransom with the words open sesame. Audrey.
Alibaba.
Alibaba with the 40th. Yes. Audrey gets another $5. More people speak this language than any other in the world. Paul.
Chinese.
Chinese is exactly right. Paul gets back to the $20 mark. Yes, indeed. Yes, specifically the Mandarin dialect of Chinese is the more people speak it than any other language. Did you know that English is the second most spoken language of the entire world? We'll be back right after this. Game is close. Audrey's at $24. Paul the champion at $20. Glenn at $15. We've added a $15 money card up there on the board as we go back with a fame game looking for a famous place. I am a great city that has been an important center of civilization for more than 2,000 years. My influence can be seen in architecture, government, language. All taking a chance.
Athens.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, the champion stays at 20, no dollar value. I'll continue for Glenn and Audrey. My influence can be seen in architecture, government, language, and law. I have many sidewalk cafes, beautiful squares, ancient ruins. Audrey?
Rome.
Rome is exactly what it is. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Audrey, you've got that pick of the board.
Five.
And behind number five, we have $15.
She found cash for her pocket before, and now she finds a money card for her score. We add that $15. Audrey goes to 39. Paul, you're back in now, and all three players with this. A little guy with a big name, William, Arthur, Philip, Lewis, made big news in 1982. Name either of his parents. William, Arthur, Philip, Lois. They're very, not too well known. Prince Charles, Princess Diana, they're either one. No one tried that. A cowboy, a congressman, or a clown? Which one would be most likely to be engaged in a long filibuster? Paul!
Congressman.
That's exactly right, yes. So many times the word clown comes to mind with that. You've got another five, Paul, yes. He won an Oscar for the last of his 85 films on Golden Pond. Name him, Paul.
Henry Fonda.
Henry Fonda's right, just beating Audrey to the buzzer. And Paul's starting to move now. Adds another five and going to 30. However, Audrey, with an instant bargain, you have a $9 lead. And you can buy this.
Here's a cool gift for the kitchen. Admiral's Alamode refrigerator. It makes ice cream, sherbet, frozen yogurt, and more. Furnished by Admiral. It's normally priced at $1,299. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Wow, Audrey. Here we are at either the equator or the North Pole.
Right.
$1,299 for 15.
That is gorgeous.
Isn't that? And you like to cook. You
Wow.
And you like to eat. A lot of good things in there. Audrey, not $15. You've got a $9 lead. $9. You'd be in a tie with Paul. You'd have that great refrigerator, and you would be in a tie for $9. Going once, going twice, you will buy the $1,299 refrigerator for the price $9.
Gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. I'm glad you like that, Audrey. We'll knock the $9 off your score. We've got a tie. I always find that gorgeous. We'll be right back. Enjoy that, Audrey. Audrey and Paul in the tie at $30. Glenn not out of it at 15. We're back with this question. Which of our American presidents promised us a great society? Paul.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
That's who it is. Johnson is right. And Paul, for the first time in a while, the champion goes into the lead. In what state did Mount St. Helens blow its top? Glenn?
Alaska.
No. Down the road a piece. Washington. State of Washington. You lose five on that, Glenn. You're down to 10. Who closed her TV show with the refrain, "I'm so glad we had this time together"? Audrey?
Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett is right, and Audrey keeps the pace with the champion at 35. Yeah. We've added a big $25 money card up there on the board. Boy, that could be the difference in a close game. We're looking for a famous person. I was born in 1869. 20 years later, I was admitted to the English bar. I became a successful lawyer in South Africa. Audrey, taking a chance?
Winston Churchill.
And the chance does not pay off. No, incorrect. And out of the rest of the question, I'll continue for the gentleman. In 1905, I gave up Western ways and lived, Paul?
Mohandas Gandhi.
According to the Hindu ideals, you are right. Gandhi it is for a pick of the board for the champion.
Right. Seven.
And behind number seven, we have $400. We're picking
up. Paul, you can put $400 into your pocket. You're in a tie with Audrey. Or you can pass on that, pick another number, try to find a 5, a 10, or a $25 money card that are up there. Six numbers, three of them have money cards. Do you want the 400? Do you want to pick again?
Number 8.
And behind number eight, we have $1,000.
Well, he didn't find a money card, but he found $1,000 in cash. Turned down $400, got himself $1,000. Where were those, the 10 and the 25?
Behind the number one and the four.
Number four and that big $25 money card. Paul's got some cash, didn't find a money card. So it makes for an exciting finish as we finish up the game with a speed round. As many questions as we can get in 1 minute. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Paul and Audrey in a tie at 35. Glenn, you are back in now at 10. All three players, good luck as we start the speed round now. On TV, who played Hawkeye Pierce? Paul.
James Farrell.
Incorrect. What did you do just before someone says Gesundheit? Glenn.
You sneezed.
Right. What are incisors and bicuspids? Glenn.
Teeth.
Right. Who is made from snips and snails and puppy dogs? Audrey.
A little boy.
Right. In The Wizard of Oz, what's the name of Dorothy's dog? Glenn.
Toto.
Right. How many ounces in a pound? Paul.
16.
Right. In the Bible, who killed Abel? Paul.
Cain.
Right. What is the meaning of the French word rouge? Glenn.
Red.
Right. What group had the hit record Eleanor Rigby? Glenn.
The Beatles.
Right. What eastern city is known as Beantown? Glenn.
Boston.
Right. What was her last name before she became Princess Grace? Paul.
Kelly.
Right. On what continent are the cities of Darwin, Melbourne, Audrey?
Australia.
Right. Who was the sorcerer in King Arthur's court? Audrey.
Merlin.
Right. Who wrote the novel Catcher in the Rye? Paul.
J.D. Salinger.
Right. With time, we have a tie. Glenn, you cannot answer. You are out of it. Audrey and Paul, you are in a tie. I will go to the tie-breaking question. Remember, if you answer correctly, you add $5 and win. Answer incorrectly, you lose $5 and you would lose. For Audrey and Paul, the tiebreaker. Name the mad artist who threatened to kill the painter Gauguin and actually cut off his own paw.
Van Gogh.
Right for the win. Van Gogh is coming to here. Paul has another tie and the win. Back to the champion in just a moment. First of all, on TV, who played Hawkeye Pierce? That was Alan Alda. We have to say goodbye to Glenn and Audrey, and they both did very, very well. Glenn, you've got yourself the exercise equipment, the clothing, $740 in cash. You are over $1,500 for one day, and tax prizes, congratulations to you. And Audrey, you did very well. You've got that color television, the refrigerator, $550. You are just a couple of dollars short of $2,300 in cash and prizes. Well done. But the champion, Paul Ehrman, he pulled it out. Paul's going back here shopping. Come on, Paul. Let's go back and do some shopping. Well, congratulations, Paul. That was a close one. The tiebreaker did it for you. Congratulations, Paul. You've now got $153 in your bank account. Why don't you take a look at this? That's the mobile phone. Now, remember, your prize is determined not only by winning, but by the amount of money in your bank account. You didn't quite get enough money for the next level, so you could still buy that mobile phone. A win with just $42 more would get you that dune buggy that you saw, something you haven't seen yet. You are a very good player, so you could get yourself up to $485. That's what you would need, and you would have this.
It's no mystery that you'll enjoy this fabulous ride on the Orient Express. We'll fly you and a companion from Los Angeles to Paris for 10 luxurious days aboard one of the world's most famous trains. You'll dine superbly and participate in cultural events in the cities and towns along your route to Constantinople. This exciting train ride, normally priced at $12,380, yours for only $485 on sale of the century.
Isn't that a lovely trip? Wouldn't that? Have you ever taken a trip like that?
Well, I've been to Paris, but I didn't ride on the Orient Express.
Oh, that would be nice. And I understand they've refurbished this beautiful, great trip, but you would have to get to $485 to get that. And if you didn't want to take that trip, how about getting to $610 and driving away, take your own trip in this?
Step up to luxury with the Cadillac Eldorado, a gorgeous convertible with the sportiness of a custom personal car and the comfort and engineering sophistication of a great luxury car, furnished by Modern Motors. And this prize, normally priced at $35,679, yours for only $610 on sale of the century.
And $830 would get you everything we've got on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $52,000!
Indeed, in total, over $125,000 in cash and prizes could be yours. But Paul, right now, you could take the mobile phone and leave, or play on, put your money in the bank, and I'll find out your decision in...
Back with our champion, Paul Ehrman. You've got $153 in your bank account. Now, David has traveled all the way from the Orient Express to the mobile phone. So if you want to take the mobile phone, he's ready to bring it over to you. Or put your money in the bank. Play on. You're very close to the dune buggy, and you haven't even seen a gorgeous necklace next thing up the line. Do you want to take that nice prize and leave us, or do you want to take the chance that you can do it again? Paul?
It's a nice prize, but I'm going to stay with you.
He's going to stay. His $153 goes into the bank. We add $1,000 to the cash jackpot. Two new challengers and $53,000 in the cash jackpot on Taylor & Century. Good night, my friends.
Bye-bye.
Suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.